Today will be Ezra Hashem be learned Daf Lamed Ches of Masech De Saita. Some of the topics we learned about include: the Mishnah discusses several distinctions between Birchas Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash and in Medina in other places. And the Gemara cites several brises that discuss the halachas of Birchas Kahanim. Naktinan l'shnayim koyre kahanim, ul'echad in the koyre koyin. Before Birchas Kahanim, the Shliach Tzibur announces Kahanim only when there are two Kahanim present. However, he does not call out Kohen when there is only one Kohen. The Gemara presents eight agadic statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Beis HaKnesset Shekulim Kohanim. What's the halacha in the congregation of all Kohanim? The Gemara will make a distinction whether Deloy Yishtar Beisar, there will be less than 10 people remaining, or De Yishtar Beisar, there will be 10 Kohen remaining. The Tzitz was a gold plate which the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. It had the words Kodesh LaShem with the Shem HaMafayrish engraved in it. Egla Rufa. If a Jew is found murdered in the field in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not known who killed him, the Torah requires an Egla Rufa to atone for his death. The elders of the city closest to the corpse kill the calf with a blow to the back of its neck, and then wash their hands and state, Yedeinu leishafchu es adam hazeh, ve'einenu leiro. This statement includes the point that the dead man had not been sent on his way without either proper provisions or personal accompaniment. They then beg Hashem for forgiveness for the innocent blood that was spilled, as they recite the pasuk, "Kaper la'amchi Yisrael asher pedisa Hashem, v'atiten damnoki b'kirbecha."